Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
Hi, I'm James Bridge, and I'm a reference and instruction librarian here at Sam Houston State University. I've been a reference and instruction librarian for a little more than 6 years, and in that time, I've probably taught hundreds of classes, and I've talked with thousands of students. And I've enjoyed every class, and I've really enjoyed getting to know all of the different students. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from students over the years. And students often tell me that they wish they had known those things when they were freshmen. Especially when I talk with seniors and graduate students, they often say, "Oh, I wish I'd known all this stuff when I was a freshman." So today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the things that I wish I had known when I was a freshman, things that would have helped me to get straight A's in every class. So first of all, let's go to the library's website. And the library's website is at library.shsu.edu. Now let's take a look around and see what the website has to offer. We've tried to design the website in a way that makes it easy for everyone to access everything that they might need to access. You'll notice on the right-hand side of the website that there's a column that says Menu. And that menu never goes away. That's one of the great things about it. So no matter where you are in the library's website, you can access all of those different resources. And we've put Ask a Librarian just right there at the top. Ask a Librarian is a great resource to take advantage of. Something that I often ask students when I meet with them is, "Do you like to text?" Sometimes I'll get blank stares and they look at me like, "Is a teacher actually asking me if I like to text?" And then I'll ask again, "Do you like to text?" And then just about every hand in the class will go up. Most students like to text. They enjoy texting. And so I'll actually walk them through the process of how to text with a librarian. I'll take them to the Ask a Librarian page. Then I'll show them that they can chat live with a librarian, they can text with a librarian, they can email us, they can call us, and they can visit the library. Now, if you would like to text the library, all you have to do is send a text message to 66746 and start your question with Ask SHSU. It's as simple as that. And often, when I meet with students in class, I'll have them actually get out their phones and enter in the number so that they have it in their phones. And we find that a lot more students will actually contact the library and text with the library if they already have the number in their phones. Now, of course, you can call the library as well. Our number is 936-294-1614, or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-NGL-INFO. So that's 1-866-NGL-INFO. Or, if you want the numbers, 1-866-645-4636. So please, go ahead and stop by the library. Ask us a question. You can email us, you can text us, you can chat live with us. There's lots of different ways to get a hold of the library. The library catalog is where you would go to find anything that's in print here in the library. Now that would mean books, magazines, newspapers, and even scholarly journals. We also have thousands of electronic books. We call them e-books here in the library that you can access through the library catalog. There are a few different ways that you can get onto the library catalog. One of the ways is to just use the search widget that's in the middle of the library homepage. The first tab in the search widget says Books and More. You can click on that, and then you can do a search right from there. You can also click on where it says More Search Options within that widget. If you click on More Search Options, it will open up the catalog's advanced search screen. You can also go to the menu on the right-hand side and click on Find Books and More Catalog. That will also bring you to the advanced search screen. Once you're there, you can do a word or phrase search. And of course, there are lots of other different types of searches you can do, like the old familiar ones of title, author, and subject. But if you do a word or phrase search, it will actually do a keyword search. And with a keyword search, it'll actually find all the times that that word that you type in, it'll find all the times that that word comes up in the records for the books in the library catalog. So if I were to type in the word cat, it would actually find the word cat in all of the different records and then bring up those records. And then once you get to your search results, you can actually click on where it says details. And this will bring you to the item information page. Now, this is a part of the record for the book. It'll give you the title of the book, it'll also give you the author, and it'll also give you a call number. Now, the call number is what you want to write down in order to find the book. If you're not familiar with call numbers or how to use call numbers to find books in the library, we have some great tutorials on the library's website that can actually help you with that process. We even have a video on the library's website that you can watch that will take you through the whole process of finding a book on the shelves. Now, once you're actually looking at that item information, you'll see that there's tabs that are a part of this catalog record. There's a second tab that actually says catalog record. If you click on that, it'll give you a lot more information, including subject terms or subject headings. Now, sometimes a good search strategy is to start with a keyword search, find that perfect book that you want, and then bring up the record for it and actually click on that catalog record tab, and then look at the assigned subject headings and click on the subject that matches the most closely to what you're looking for, and then that will bring up all the books that have that same subject heading. That can be a good, efficient way to find information or to find books here in the library. And then also, once you actually find that book on the shelves, look at the other books that are around it. Here in this library, and in most college libraries, we shelve all of our books by subject. So once you find that one perfect book, look at the other ones, and they should roughly be about the same thing. Now, let's shift gears a little bit, and let's talk about our article databases. If you're not familiar with what the databases are, it can be helpful to describe what they are and how they're useful. These databases are all full of articles, and every single article that's in these databases originally came from a print source. So that means that these are not websites. These are actual print articles that are in a digital format. So when you go into these databases, you're using an online tool to find print sources. These are things like magazines, professional journals or scholarly journals, and even newspapers. And we have millions of articles in these databases. So I would definitely take advantage of these databases. These things are going to be much more scholarly and accurate than anything that you'll find just by going out and doing a Google search. You can access the article databases from the search widget that's in the middle of the library's homepage. If you click on Articles and More, this will give you a list of subjects. Really categories. You can select any category or any subject. For instance, you could select biology. And then once you click on that, it'll actually show you a list of all of our most useful databases for that subject. I just clicked on biology and now it's showing me several different really good databases that you can use for biology. Now also, you can always switch over to our alphabetical list. And if you go to that menu on the right-hand side and click on Find Articles and More Databases, this will actually give you a listing of all of our databases listed in alphabetical order. The nice thing about this is that it gives you the entire list so you can see what we have. And with our new website, we have some great ways of finding the information here. You'll notice that there's plus signs next to each of the titles. If you click on the plus sign, then it'll give you a brief description of what that database is. This can be really useful. It's something definitely that everyone can take advantage of. Now, I'm not going to actually go through the process of how to search in all of these databases. Maybe I can give you a little bit of advice that might be helpful. When you're searching in a database, keep in mind that this is a keyword search. Now with a keyword search, again, all it does is look for the word. So try to think of words that you know will be in the text of the articles, because it will actually find the articles in these databases by using that keyword. The more specific that your keyword is, then the more narrow your search results will be. If you start with a word that's really vague, for instance, the word science, that's a word that you hear all the time. If you type in the word science, you'll get lots of results. If you type in a specific branch of the sciences or a specific type of science, then it'll narrow down your results quite a bit. And when you're in the databases, you want your results to be as narrow as possible. Now, there will also be times where a professor might just give you a citation and say, go to the library and find that article and read it. And so then you look at the citation, and you see that it's got the title of the article, it's got the title of the periodical that the article comes from, it's got the authors and other information that you might need, like the volume, the issue, the date, the page numbers, things like that. But then you're thinking, how on earth do I go to the library and find that article? There are millions of resources at the library. How on earth do I find it? Well, we've added another great resource here in the library that can really help you with that process. So back at the library homepage, in that search widget that's in the middle of the homepage, the third tab says Journal Titles. If you click on that, then you can enter in the title of the periodical. Not the title of the article itself, but the title of the periodical that the article comes from. Type in the title of the periodical, then click on search, and it will actually tell you which of our databases has that periodical. So it makes it a really easy process. Then you can click on the database, and it will take you into that database, and you can do a search for that article that you need. So this is a really useful resource. All right, well, I've made this podcast probably longer than it needs to be, and so I'll end it here. But I do want to encourage you to come to the library and take advantage of the things that the library has to offer. Please stop by and visit us. We're always happy to help you, and we're always happy to say hello.